Hey everyone, moving into part three of our four-part prequel before we go back into the main World of Darkness campaign. And yeah, let's just go ahead and stop all of this chit-chatting and get right into the game. Alright, so you find out the dude's name is Sam North.
Sounds pretty, like a douche.
Yeah, pretty basic name. Douche name. Sam North.
Is he related to Oliver North?
He is not.
Okay.
But it matches the address and everything. Your computer score and intelligence is fine enough to figure that out. Yeah. Would you tell your dad?
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
go ahead and tell him.
His name's Sam North.
All right. Okay.
Does that ring a bell?
No. You can search him on your computer if you want.
Oh, yeah. Can I look up what he does? Can I look up Sam North on LinkedIn?
He is a stockbroker.
Oh, total douche. He's a stockbroker. Total douche.
Alright.
Yeah, he has ties in the community. There's recent pictures of him online in the sun. He's obviously not a vampire. He is a human.
I mean, do vampires have LinkedIns? That seems like a good way to get exposed.
He is married.
He's married.
Mm-hmm.
That's on his LinkedIn.
Yes, well, it's on his Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, I don't know that that helps us, because we're two dudes.
Yeah.
So it's not like I can pretend that I'm
drunk
and in search of his wife.
But you do have a way to know how many people could be in his house. Like, he has no kids, it's just him and his wife.
Okay, but we have to get to the house first.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a guard in the station?
There is a guard at the gated community entrance.
Okay.
Now, would you have used Google Maps to see how many houses are in here? Or anything like that?
I mean, that seems fairly difficult.
Not really. Not for you. I can just tell you if you wanted to know.
I mean, sure, okay, so how
there
many
are
houses?
Four houses.
It seems like maybe it's important.
Right, there's there's four houses, they're around 30 acres each, so they're pretty separated from one another.
And it's all gated. There's 30 acres for each house, mm-hmm. And there's a gate around all of it.
Right, there's a gate to the entrance.
That seems like a very large gate.
Yes. It's a very upscale area.
In a very large fence is what I meant to say.
Right. Now there
they built a wall.
I mean, obviously there are areas that you could get into by foot outside of the front entrance. However, you don't know if there's something that can be tripped or whatever.
You said it was an electric fence, didn't you?
Well, there's just basically there's a community entrance that is gated, right?
Okay.
Right. And then the rest of it is kind of closed off. So not necessarily like giant concrete walls, but maybe
right, like a fence.
Right.
Around the whole.
All right.
60 acre.
These are very rich people.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to park the car, reasonable distance. Is there only one guard? Can we see?
Yes, one guard.
Right.
He is, do you want to know what he's like?
Sure.
He's around 60 years old. He is portly.
Oops.
And he's currently eating a Twinkie and watching Grey's Anatomy on television.
So it sounds like we're supposed to overpower him.
Alright. You have your dog, right?
I do have my beagle, yes.
Alright, can you get your dog?
What's the dog's name again?
Frou-Frou.
Frou-Frou.
I'm going to,
How wide are the gate things? Can I get Frou-Frou to, like, go through the gate? And, like,
you could.
What I want you to do is get Frou-Frou to go run through the gate, start barking and causing havoc. Guard's gonna try to go after him. I'm gonna walk up on the side and trip the switch and just drive through.
Okay. Sounds like a good plan. Okay. Frou-Frou can take care of himself.
Frou-Frou listens to you, possibly. So roll your charisma and your animal ken.
I need one more.
And this is going to determine how, like, he obviously listens to her. But this is going to determine how well he performs the action.
Two tens.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. Frou-Frou, no problem doing this. He does it very well. He goes through the gate, starts barking like crazy. The guy gets up. Hey, whose dog are you? Are you a mutt? You're not allowed in there. Go away. And he picks up a pen and throws it at the dog. And Frou-Frou just keeps barking. So he starts swearing, cocksucking motherfucking dog. He puts down his Twinkie and gets up and, like, has trouble getting up. And then he opens the gate to go in and waddles over to get the dog. And the dog kind of runs away from him as he gets near it.
Yeah.
And he...
Frou-Frou's a good dog.
He moves over towards the dog and the dog stays still until he gets near it and then runs away, like, making it seem like he's almost going to get the dog. And they just kind of go about this routine for a while as he gets led away from the gate.
Okay.
Alright, is the gate still open? Or?
Yeah, he didn't close it. He's pretty absent-minded.
Well, I'll just get in the car and we'll drive through then.
Okay. You guys go through, and I'm guessing, where are you going? Are you going straight to the house? Are you pulling up far away from the house and walking, or what?
No, we'll just pull right up to the house.
Sure. What kind of car are you driving?
It's probably a...
You do have money, so is it a Audi? Nice car, or...
Something in the middle, an Audi.
Audi? Okay. Yeah.
Audi. Laszlo wouldn't drive an Audi.
Okay, what would Laszlo drive?
Do you want to blend in, or
what would Laszlo drive?
He'd probably just drive a beater car, like.
Oh, so he's dressed nice, but drives crap cars.
Well, I don't know. You tell me.
I don't. It's mostly to blend in, I guess.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
To the CD underbelly.
Okay.
Okay, that's where we're from.
You pull in, and I mean, you're pulling into a parking lot that has a like BMW, and you're pulling in with like a Ford
Tempo.
Sure, it's like got different colored doors.
Ford Fiesta.
Yeah, different colored doors, kind of rusted.
He doesn't really care. Laszlo doesn't care.
The house is huge. This is like a 3-story house, and it's got a massive front porch. It's got a very southern feel to the architecture. Very nice. What are you gonna do?
Walk right up there.
Sure. You get to the front door. Are you following him?
I guess so.
Okay.
On his backup.
Sure.
Long for the ride.
All right. You are at the front door. And lights in the place are off.
Oh, they are.
It's nighttime. It's like 3 a.m.
All right.
I'm going to look in the window and see if I see anything weird. Any weird shit.
You see a lot of dolls.
Like porcelain dolls?
Like weird looking lifelike dolls just kind of on shelves.
Life size or just...
Like the size of babies. Okay. They look like babies.
They look like babies.
Yeah, but they're... Like, they're realistic-looking dolls of babies that are on shelves in different positions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's all they see, though.
Yep.
Yeah. Just dolls everywhere.
In the room that you're looking in. Specifically.
Is there any room that has light coming out of it?
No. I mean, there's, like, those little, like, motion sensor lights... But they're, that's it. Like, if you wave, you could kind of, like, activate one.
Alright,
But they must be sleeping at this like hour. Are
these, like, pedophile dolls?
What?
Are these sex dolls of babies?
You know, well,
I mean, they're life size, but they don't have jizz all over them. Like, I don't know what determines a sex...
It is a thing that I have read about being a possibility in the future.
That's disturbing.
So, I'm just curious if Sam North is a perv.
I mean, they look pretty real, but they're obviously dolls because they're just sitting there.
Okay. That's, I mean, all sex dolls don't normally move, but okay.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, there's no discernible...
Maybe in the future.
There's no discernible features to them that says sex dolls.
Okay.
Yeah. They're not dressed in bondage.
So he's just a normal creep, not a pedophile creep.
I mean, it could be his wife that owns... You don't know.
Alright. Is the dog back yet to rejoin us?
You hear him barking in the distance. He must still be doing it.
Can I call him to me mind?
You can call him with a whistle.
Okay, I'll whistle for him.
You maybe even have a whistle.
Okay.
That only he could hear, like a dog
whistle. Okay, I'm going to do that, and then I guess hope that he takes evasive measures so that he loses the guard.
I think that would be pretty easy.
Yeah, he stops barking as soon as you whistle. He's probably coming to you.
Okay.
Alright, I think we'll wait for the dog. I'll have the dog just start barking and making a racket and tearing up like lawn ornaments or whatever.
Okay.
Scratching the door.
Well, tell your son what you want to do.
Well, that's what I'm telling.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Frou-Frou comes up to you and like smiles at you, wagging his tail.
And I say, chaos, buddy.
Roll your animal ken and your charisma. He starts doing exactly what you want. And you hear the people, someone. You see a light turn on. And then you hear some muffled noises. Do you want to heighten your senses to see what they're saying?
Yeah.
Just take a blood point away. You hear the guy saying, what the fuck is going on down there? Jesus Christ, who let their dogs out? Fucking hell.
Who let the dogs out?
Do you want to take care of this, honey? No, you go ahead and do it, Sam. He sighs and he comes downstairs. You hear him thumping down. And
we'll hide in the either side of the door here.
Sure. He comes out the front door, sees the dog taking a shit on his very expensive orchids.
Yeah.
Orchids that have been torn from the ground, very expensive ones that were like positioned just so. He's torn them up. And is now shitting on them. And the guy comes out. Who the fuck are you, you damn mutt? And he starts running towards the dog in his pajamas.
Alright, I'll use... can I use my... What do you call it? my I'm gonna use my speed.
Your just, celerity.
Celerity, yeah. Okay. To just rush up behind him, just grab him, and yeah, cover his mouth and scare the shit out of him.
Sure. You grab him. What do you want to say to him?
I got some questions for you.
Okay.
Is he... How's he reacting?
He looks scared. Where are you? Are you in sight or are you hidden?
I think I'll stay hidden for now.
Roll your stealth and your dexterity. You want to say anything else to him?
I'm going to ask him if he... Do you perform certain sorts of surgeries? Or no? Wait, is this guy... I thought this was the vampire guy. No, this is the guy who performs the surgeries.
No, this is... the vampire would feed off of her, but she had, like, a honeypot man who would pay for her.
Right.
And this is the guy who paid for her surgery.
Okay.
So you, at this point, you need to know who the doctor is that did it, so you can get further into it.
Okay, so this isn't the doctor.
Right. This is the guy who paid for the surgery, who's, like, infatuated with the girl.
All
right,
sorry. I'm on my third beer here.
Yeah, that's fine.
So, yeah, I'm going to ask him... who's your doctor?
You gonna let him talk?
Yeah.
What have you done to Jenna?
Jenna's that bitch's name? I didn't know.
Is she okay?
Well, you better start talking.
He starts breathing heavy, like hyperventilating. He's getting really anxious. Roll your perception and your alertness. Not you, Dustbrain. Just her. Because you're focused on him. You roll your intimidate and... either manipulation or charisma, depending on, or strength, depending on how you're doing this. Christina, you notice that the dolls are getting off the shelves.
Fucking hell. I'm not into myself. Fucking hell.
Jesus. Fucking lost dice.
Drunk dice rolling. Well, you got a 10 here and a 6 and a 9 and an 8.
Yeah, I think I got it.
Fucking hell. Well, he's pretty scared of you. What do you want to know?
Here it is. This is a 4 anyway.
Who performed the surgery?
Dr. Langenshire.
Do you have an address for this Lindenshire?
Yes. Yes, I do. It's in my Rolodex upstairs.
You don't know it offhand? Bullshit.
No, I don't remember everybody's address. Do you want to see if he's lying?
Yeah.
Go ahead and roll.
No, is this like a doctor that doesn't have a practice?
No, he does not.
That we can Google? He does it in his basement?
He does not have a legit practice. Christina, Frankie, what are you going to do at this point? You see dolls getting off the fucking shelves, and they start picking up things like pens and knives from the kitchen.
We have a situation.
Are you just coming out of hiding?
Yeah, at this point there's dolls that come to life. Yeah, I'm coming out of hiding.
Okay.
We have a situation. There are dolls in the house.
Well, go ahead and roll to see if he's telling the truth about it.
Subterfuge and what?
And perception. He's telling the truth.
Alright. Alright,
what the fuck are these dolls?
I'm gonna bring out my big magnum gun. I'm start gonna point it to the guy's head. I'm gonna ask him, what the fuck are these fucking dolls?
Roll your initiative. Your initiative is going to be your dexterity and your wits. What's your dexterity and wits, Frankie?
Oh, 3 and 3. Do I roll?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have 2 sixes. Do I need higher than a 6? I have a 7.
You need 6s and up, so you got 3. How many do you have?
2.
2? Okay. So it's going to go Frankie. And then it's going to go Laszlo. And then... dolls. So Frankie, you get to act first. Initiative rolls basically determine order.
Okay.
I'm just having the dolls have a very poor order. Basically, Frankie, you get to go first. Decide.
Technically, they made the move first.
Decide what you want to do.
Well, I'm probably going to pull my 2 knives out and start slashing at these dolls.
So, well, they're in the house.
They're in the house.
In that window that you saw, they moved off of the shelf and went to the kitchen.
So they are not out of the house yet, but they're gathering supplies.
Right.
Yeah, we need the Rolodex, though.
We do. So I guess we're going in the house. I'll go in the house.
You're going to go in?
Yeah, I'll go in.
Okay. Are you going to stay out and shoot them, or are you going in as well?
I'm going to keep a hold of him.
Yeah, he needs to take us to the Rolodex.
Gun pointed at his head, and I'm going to drag him inside.
Okay. All right. You move into the house. You get to the dolls moving out of the kitchen, and you still have an action that you can take. So if you want to, you can... attack them, which is going to be a dexterity and melee, because you've got your knives.
Well, I guess I'll do that.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, there's 3 of them right now moving with knives and pens from the kitchen.
3 successes, it looks like.
Okay. What they're going to do is try and move away from you attacking them. So you got 3. Remember that, okay? Because I'm drunk.
3 successes you want me to remember?
Right.
Okay.
So you're just attacking the one. It tries to move out of the way. It does not. And you get your damage, which is basically going to be a point of damage plus your strength. So what's your strength? And add your potence to it.
2 plus 2.
So it's 4. And that's basically... Did you just have 1 knife out, or were you attacking with both? You were attacking with both.
I had both my knives out.
Okay, well, we should have rolled it differently, but anyway, I'll give you the same damage. So your damage is basically per knife, and it's equal to your strength plus the damage of the knife itself, which is just a 1. So you're doing 5 damage per knife. Basically, you go over to one of them and you scissor the knives in like an X motion and cut its fucking head off.
Okay.
And its head just flies across the room.
But these are dolls, so is it dead now?
Well, its head flies across the room and its body just kind of drops limp.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's probably dead.
All right, I mean, it's a robot or something.
I mean, it looks like a baby doll. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, as a like an instantaneous action, you can roll your perception and alertness if you want to see something of note after you cut its head off.
I mean, I probably would be looking around for something.
Sure.
So perception and what did you say?
Alertness. Well, actually, it would be wits and alertness because it's like an instantaneous kind of thing.
6 dice.
Yeah, you got too many ones, which cancel out your successes. So,
what?
Yeah,
this is
once.
A new role.
Yeah, I know. So basically, you don't notice it, but you do kill one.
Okay.
You are next, Laszlo, moving into the house.
Well, first
you
of all,
you see your son cut one of these things' fucking heads off.
I'm gonna say, call off your fucking dolls. I'm gonna, you know, pull the trigger back on my gun.
Mm-hmm.
What's his reaction?
He seems very scared and nervous.
Call him off, motherfucker.
You're going to die. You're gonna fucking die. My children will fucking kill you. He looks scared while he's saying this. What are you gonna do?
I'll kill all your fucking children if you don't call them off. I'm gonna point the gun at the stupid fucking doll.
Okay. You gonna shoot the doll?
Yeah.
Alright, roll your firearms and your dexterity. They're only like 15 feet away from you, or less, so I wouldn't consider that point blank, but it's pretty basic range.
I got a 7 and 2 ones.
You don't hit it, actually. You kind of shoot off to the side. He's scared. He actually starts pissing himself. But you missed the doll.
Play it off like...
Yeah. next, it's the doll's turn.
I'm intimidating him.
So, there's 2 dolls. They're both near Frankie. Ooh.
These are vicious dolls.
Yes. Frankie, they did pretty well. Well, one of them did. To stab you with a pen in the shin. Mm. So you have 2 choices. You can either try to dodge it, or you can try to soak the damage. Now, if you soak the damage, you have basically your stamina and your fortitude that come into play, which if you just soak the damage, you could just take it. Or you could try to dodge it.
I mean, can I kick it?
Not right now. Because this is like your reactionary phase. You can either dodge it or you can take the damage and soak it. And if you soak the damage, you don't actually take it. It's sort of like toughening yourself.
Well,
now your stamina,
I'll call that because I'm...
Well, your stamina is 3 and your fortitude is 4. So this particular doll did 3 damage. Your fortitude basically negates that. So you just, like, you could just say you soak it. And like,
oh, I don't need to roll then.
Right.
Oh, well, then you just I'll take soak the fucking it.
Damage. Right.
I'll soak it.
So it stabs you in the leg, and you just kind of stand there, like, I'm gonna fucking smash you, you little shit. The other one has a knife. And this one, you're gonna wanna probably dodge.
Yeah, no, I just do a little more damage than pens. So, what do I need to roll to dodge?
You're gonna roll your dexterity and your dodge, which is a total of 6.
Can I have 3?
You sure may. Okay. Now, you wanna get more than successes than they got to hit you.
How many successes did they get?
You need to get more than 3.
Damn it. I only got 2.
Okay. So that means that you do not actually dodge it. Mm-hmm. And he does a little bit of damage to you. So, whoops. He's going to do his strength damage plus the damage of the knife. Which is just a 2.
Okay.
So
I got a shaving knife?
Basically.
Okay.
And that's basically making you hurt, which has you at a -1. Now, something that you can do on your next turn is actually you can heal yourself with your blood to take that -1 away if you want.
Or can I kick it?
Or you can smash it.
I would like to smash it, please.
Sure. That was the doll's turns. You already killed one of them. And it's back to you, Frankie.
I am Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so I said I'm smashing a doll.
Okay, what are you going to do? Are you going to cut it, or are you going to...
Oh, like I can't just physically smash it with my foot. It's a doll.
You can do that. You can totally pick it up and toss it if you want. Whatever you want. You can have your dog fight it if you want to call your dog to fight one.
No, it has a knife.
Okay.
I'm going to smash it, though.
All right.
I'm going to smash its little head in.
Roll your dexterity and brawl. And the doll looks up at you as you're raising your foot and goes...
I got 1, but 2 ones.
He's going to try and dodge. You got 2 ones, you said?
Yeah.
And 1 success?
And a success.
He dodges out of the way of it.
Okay.
So he moves away from your foot and starts going.
It's like the little gingerbread man.
Yeah.
And Krampus.
Yeah. Laszlo, it's your turn.
I am going to yell. Wife, bring down the roll decks or your husband dies.
Kill that useless piece of shit. See what I fucking care.
Alright.
He's like, you're gonna die. You're all gonna die.
You know what? I'm gonna shoot him. I know some anatomy stuff. Mm-hmm. I know where to shoot someone where it's not gonna kill him.
Yeah, you got medicine.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna shoot him somewhere in the midsection. I
it was real life. Like, you know where to shoot people to not kill them. I was like, what?
His character has medicine.
Holy shit.
He knows where to shoot him in the midsection. It's not a hidden organ.
Right.
So I'm going to shoot him.
Do you have a silencer?
No.
Okay. Okay. No. Just checking. This is important.
I wish everyone could have seen his face when he said that.
Yeah, so you fire, it hits him. Obviously, it's point blank. It's a -4 to difficulty. So you shoot him exactly where you want to. I'm not even going to make you roll. And he starts bleeding out. He falls to his knees if you let him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Now it's the doll's turns.
Oh, you just shot their daddy.
Yeah. One of them tries to attack you again, Frankie.
Mm-hmm.
Stab you with a knife.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is the wife reacting at all?
No, she's just staying upstairs.
All right.
And are you going to dodge or soak this damage? Well, I guess you kind of want to dodge it because it's a knife.
Sure. What did we roll?
It's not the blunt pen.
Yeah.
By the way, I already shot at the doll, so...
Yeah.
It's two shots fired now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
What do I roll
for? For dodge, it's dex and dodge.
Oh, dodge.
I did figure that these are big houses, though, so...
They are, and they're very, like I said, 30 acres roughly, so they're pretty separate. yeah, you dodge. You dodge.
Okay.
So you get out of the way of its knife. Second one just full runs towards Laszlo and tries to hit Laszlo with it. His pen. You're just gonna soak it. It's just bashing damage. It's like a blunt pen.
Yeah, I'm gonna soak it.
Okay. So, yeah, he goes up to you and just starts poking you in the fucking leg with this blunt pen. yeah. And now it's back to Frankie.
So can I try to shoot... Or no, I don't have a... I do have a gun.
You do.
Can I try to shoot the one with the knife?
You will have to draw your gun.
Oh, that would be my action, is drawing my gun?
Right. Because you said you have it in a holster, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not a one action, drawing and shooting.
Because you would also have to either drop or put away your knives. If you put them away, that's like basically your action.
All right, I'm going to try and cut its head off again, I guess.
Sure. Roll your dex and melee. And you get it.
Okay. So we're down to just the pen doll.
You cut its head off. Yes, it's just the pen doll.
Seems more manageable.
Mm-hmm. So now it is Laszlo.
I kind of feel like picking it up and biting its head off.
Sure. roll your brawl and your dex.
With these ones, fucking hell,
what'd you get?
Two successes and two ones.
You beat him, you got him in your grasp, so you're basically like his strength is nothing compared to yours, so he can't fight you, so you got a hold of him. He couldn't get away from you. Now that you have a hold of him, he can't get away. So
sang one to that baby.
Basically, you can bite his head off if that is what you want to do.
I'm gonna make sure that the what's his name, this guy's name?
Sam North.
Sam North. I'm going to make sure Sam is looking at me.
Sure.
I'm going to bite the head off.
Jesus. All right. You bite the Chucky doll's head off.
You didn't expect this to happen. Mm. But you wanted us to threaten the penis. Transgender.
He sees you do it, and he's like, you fucking murderer. There's something really nasty inside of this doll. It looks old and worn and
mold.
Gross. Do you examine it?
Yeah.
Fight's over at this point.
Yeah, examine it.
There is a rotted thing inside there. Roll your intelligence and medicine. That's enough. Yeah, it's a miscarriage. It's a fetus.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Yeah, and you notice that it's in the other ones too.
I'm going to call him fucking crazy.
You hear the door upstairs, a door upstairs slam. And roll your perception and wits, each of you.
It's 5 for me, 6 for you.
You both get it. You hear motion coming from the room with the dolls. So
shit, was I drinking yours?
It's possible. You hear motion coming from the room with the dolls after you hear the door slam upstairs, and Sam says, our babies are going to kill you. He's just, like, up against the wall, bleeding out.
Just give me your fucking Rolodex, and I'll leave.
It's upstairs. Go ahead and get it, you piece of shit!
You go ahead and get it.
Fuck you! Come and get them, boys and girls! They're right here waiting for you!
He just turned into like a redneck farmer all of a sudden.
I'm gonna stick my hand in his bullet wound. Twist my fucking hand out.
He starts screaming in pain. What are you gonna do?
Ah, oh, God. This guy's pissing me off.
You can each roll your intelligence and occult if you want.
With 5 for Memphis.
You just need one success of 6.
I got it.
This whole situation reeks of a supernatural type of being called a mage. And you're pretty sure that Sam is not a mage. Because the amount of duress and pain that he is currently under...
The wife is a mage.
He would not be able to control... this magical situation that is causing these dolls
we
to
kill
be
her children
alive.
Twice now.
So you kind of don't think that he is a mage, but maybe someone else in the house. But this whole situation very much seems like that. Like you've definitely come across and fought mages in the past, and this is what this situation feels like. What would you like to know about it? You ask me and I'll tell you.
Well, I mean, you said that we've done it before.
Your character would know.
Well, you said that we've come across it before. So right. We have successfully fought them before?
In
or
the past,
they are hard to fight?
In the past, you guys were hired to stop a man who was going around calling himself an exorcist, okay?
Okay.
And he was going into people's homes and... supposedly taking creatures out of them. You guys investigated it, found out that he was actually controlling spirits, putting them inside of the bodies of children, and then playing a scam on the parents to then remove them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was one of your encounters with a mage.
Okay.
He had an ability to manipulate spirits.
They're not like overly powerful or anything.
Not necessarily. It all really depends on their kind of talent. And this one seems to have a talent of reanimating.
Completely.
Animating.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dolls. With miscarriage fetuses inside them.
Now, the wife didn't get a good look at us. She was upstairs the whole time, right?
Right.
So, do we have the option of hightailing it out of there now that we have the doctor's name?
Possibly. Well, you could leave.
Is that something we want to do, or do we want that Rolodex?
Possibly. I mean, you're putting a lot of it up to chance, too, then. I mean, does it even matter if she knows what you look like? Because maybe she can see through the doll's eyes, maybe not. You don't know. Does it matter? You do have the doctor's name. His address is upstairs in the Rolodex.
Well,
Laszlo knows it for sure, because the guy was not lying.
And I already screamed up at the woman.
Right, and she slammed a door. She slammed a door, and then you heard more dolls coming down off the shelves.
I mean, this is a room of dolls. It's a lot of miscarriages.
Yeah.
She's not a happy woman.
Mm-mm. I am going to grab... What's his face again?
Sam.
Grabbing him by his bullet wound. Oh, I'm dragging him up the stairs. He's going to be screaming.
Like, you have an 8 strength with your potence, so it's not hard for you to do. Like, this is very easy.
And I'm going to yell at her, I just want the fucking Rolodex. And I'll leave.
All right. Well, you can roll your perception and alertness to find out which door she is behind. Are you staying down there, Frankie?
Are the dolls downstairs?
Yes.
I better stay down. Okay. Just to, like...
You're going
to
fight...
Back up. Okay. In case they, like, start...
You're
going to
keep them away
stairs.
From Laszlo.
I'm going to do my best, yeah.
All right. Roll your dexterity and wits. We'll do initiative. You know which door she's behind. There's a bunch of rooms upstairs, but you know which one she's behind.
Well, I got 1 success and 1.
They're coming in waves of 3, and they're actually going to go first. So you're going last this time. Frankie's going to be in a pickle here, so maybe you want to knock out the source. you're upstairs. You know which door she's behind. What are you gonna do?
I'm bursting through the door.
Go. You don't have to roll your strength. You kick the door down. It's a basic wooden door. You kick it down like nobody's business while dragging Sam by his wound. She is in the room, and she is in a meditative position on the floor. And she's in her pajamas.
I'm going to throw her bloody husband at her face.
Okay, all right. Jesus Christ. I guess that would be...
See, but here, this is where it's falling apart, because she fucking hates her husband. She doesn't care what happens to him. I mean, she's just gonna be perturbed that you knocked her out of...
But how, like, how strong... Are you throwing him with all your strength?
Yeah. Okay. I'm pretty pissed. Then.
Well, then she's basically unconscious. Like...
Is that more meditative or less meditative?
You might have broken his back by doing this and possibly given her a concussion. That's how strong you are. You definitely made an indentation in the wall. When she goes unconscious, the dolls that are coming at you just fall.
Oh, good. That's not more meditative. That's good.
So, yeah. What are you going to do?
He has a good doctor. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Great doctor. Put circuitry inside people.
I'm gonna look look for the Rolodex.
Of course, you're going to take his doctor's address. I'll never be able to find him. He doesn't know it by heart.
You find the Rolodex in his study, which isn't hard to find.
All right.
Can we grab it and go?
There's other things in the study if you're interested.
I am going to do a little bit of... Since I guess everyone's the dolls knocked are dead out, now. I mean, I'm... Yeah.
Or incapacitated.
Yeah. What are you going to do, Frankie?
I'm probably going to grab all the dolls and put them in a closet.
Okay. Laszlo, you find basically notes that he writes in a journal that he has hidden that you find. You have a good enough investigative skill. If you're actually looking for it, you can find it. Basically, he's talking about how his wife wants to have children. He is sterile. and she was never able to become aroused by him. Like, how much of this do you want to read?
It sounds engrossing. I'm coming up the stairs and I'm reading it.
Yeah, I'll keep reading.
While you're reading, your son, Frankie, comes up into the room. What do you say to your dad?
What'd you find?
It's kind of fucked up.
Are you going to read it with your dad?
Yeah, I'm going to read it, yeah.
So basically, his wife married him pretty much for status, and he was kind of in the same boat. They're both from money, and their families kind of, like, pushed them together.
Right, money stays with money.
Right, but she was always kind of into obscurities. So she was really into... this girl that she met at this this club that she was able to get into through a series of events, and through the reputation that she built with this woman, they basically started forming a sexual relationship, trying to get her pregnant. In so doing, they had to obviously get her a penis, which worked out because the dancer, which was Jenna, that you met earlier, had like a split identity where she felt like half and half. Mm-hmm. So they assisted the one half of her by getting her this, you know, this penis mm-hmm. from a very obscure doctor that's, you know, not cheap, to make her a fully functioning penis.
But it had to be enormous.
Right.
In order to impregnate this woman.
But even still,
just
like...
the tip of the penis.
Like, the sexual obscurities that she was interested in and everything, it was like kismet. It was like perfect finding this girl, Jenna, because Jenna had kind of like the best of both worlds. So getting her this penis, the fact that she had already... testicles and could produce sperm. The penis that they got her was actually able to impregnate, so to speak, the wife.
If right? Like, you can have ovaries right. and testicles, right. but continue.
Right. Anyway, most of this is coming from, like, there's a Krista Foss novel where this woman had some weird sexual things going on. Not this crazy, but still. It's inspiring.
I'm just curious.
anyway, she was able to impregnate the wife, but the pregnancy never stuck. And it was always a miscarriage, but the wife was obsessed with the babies, even though they were miscarriages, and kept them. And through her abilities, that the husband doesn't really understand them, but the wife has always been into some strange practices of quote-unquote magic, and would put the fetuses into dolls to harness the underdeveloped spirits so that they didn't leave her. she didn't want the spirits to leave her, even though they weren't fully developed, and kept them in dolls.
For killing little babies.
Yeah.
Well, they were already dead. She trapped them. We set them free.
Yeah. I mean, out of game, the way that mages work is very weird. It's kind of like up to their own belief system, so it's not necessarily a strict form of magic, but rather a raw power within themselves that manifests through belief. So this isn't necessarily the spirits of the children, but more so her belief of it being that. Anyway.
That's like Schrodinger's cat.
Right. Anyway, you were killing babies.
So you're killing her babies. In her mind, at least.
Yeah. So.
That's when shit got real.
That's what was going on here. And that's the gist of what you get from reading this stuff. But you do have this doctor's address. And,
Is he in Harrisburg? Do we have to go back to Harrisburg now?
No, he's actually in New York.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
So.
Hop a red eye.
Yeah, you got the doctor's address.
Alright. Well, are they still alive?
Yeah, I mean, they seem pretty fucked up because you threw him at her at your full strength capacity. Like, they almost went through the wall.
She didn't really get a good look at me, right?
No. Not that you know.
She probably has a concussion, too, so...
At the same time, does it really matter if they did? Could they really do anything about it?
I don't know.
I mean, are the entire police force, like, on vampire sides, or...
I'm just saying, like, both of you are kind of off the grid.
I would probably kill husband.
Just out of anger.
Or to do her a favor.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm probably going to drain him.
Sure. Yeah, fill yourself up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I want the mage's blood.
No.
Can I, like, drink the baby goop?
I mean, it's pretty dry at this point. There's no, like, fresh fetus.
Look at, like, do lines have fetus dust?
No, do lines have fetus dust? Oh, man.
Maybe I'll feed on her a little bit, too, while she's unconscious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea before we travel all the way to New York. Yeah, no problem.
You get your two points out of that. All right. Well, we'll stop here and then continue next time where you guys go out and meet the mad doctor.
New York City?
Mm-hmm.
New York State? 10108? Is it Sick Sickly?
All right, we'll see you then. Thanks again for joining us for the third part of our four-part prequel. So, I guess next time we're wrapping up this prequel nonsense, and then getting back into our main show, and hopefully Mr. Darian Brock will be there. I guess we'll wait and see. And, yeah, that's all I got for you. So, go ahead and kick up the iTunes, give us a good score. This is going to benefit the Cakewolf Happy Hour, the Padded Room Show, and the Horror for Dummies Show. We would all really appreciate it, and keep it spooky, guys. We'll see you next time.
Get out! Last chance, told you. Get out! Get out! What you got?
Excuse me now!
What is with you guys? How about shutting up for a change, okay? I already fed you.
Beware the moon, lads.
Yeah. What the hell was that all about?